Birshos, Chosn Kala, Birshos, the Shushpinin, Mishpachis, we're here celebrating this wonderful Simcha, and Achron, Achron, Chav, Birshos, Mr. and Mrs. Heshi Glatter, I thank you so much for inviting me and allowing me to participate in this beautiful Simcha. And we're not finished, we're going to come to you in a few moments. This week is Parshas Shoftim. There could not be a better backdrop for the Simchas Choson V'Kala than Parshas Shoftim. Why do I suggest that this is true? Because in Parshas Shoftim we learn about the mitzvah of Melech. Soim Tosim Alecha Melech. There is a mitzvah de'oraisa to appoint a Melech in Klal Yisrael. Chazal tell us, says in the Medrash, Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, we all know, Choson is doimeh lemelech. And by extension, some want to suggest, a kala is doimeh lemalka. And indeed it is for this reason, why, one of the reasons why, when the choson marches down the aisle to the chuppah, it is our custom to stand. We stand when the chassan comes in, because the chassan is a melech. Chassan doime lemelech. I'd like to suggest that this idea, chassan doime lemelech, is not just a matter of something very superficial. Question of just a matter of honor and an external display of respect for the chassan and kala who are getting married. But rather, it's something much deeper. Okay, it's something that's much deeper. There is something about in the essence of Chosn and Kala that relates to the concept of Malchus. And to illustrate this, let's look at the brachas. All of the brachas that are recited at a chasna. Perhaps we can suggest that there is a direct correlation between the brachas that Chazal have instituted that should be recited at a chasna and a sheva brachas, and the inyan of malchus. The first bracha under the chuppah is Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu v'osar lanu esharusas. What does that mean? Okay, so this is a complex topic, but basically, we know that a chosn and kala, Talmud Chazal, a chosn and kala go through two steps of marriage. There's first the erusin, and later there is the nisun. In Talmud Chazal, there was a gap of 1 year between the time the chosn and kala married, the chosn gave the kala the tabas and said, Hariat mikudesh asli, and the time when the chosn would take the kala into his chuppah. And in that 1 year, the chosn and kala may not be together. They may not be together. Now this is in addition to the ordinary prohibition of yichud. Ordinarily, a man and a woman who are not married, we know there are a complex set of laws called yichud. A chosn and kala who are married, who have gone through the process of erusin, hareyat mikudesh asli, are doubly prohibited to be with one another. They're forbidden to be with one another, number one, because of the laws of Yichud, and number two, being that they are Chosan and Kala, and have had only the first step, the stage of marriage called Erusin, and have not yet had Nisuin, they're not allowed to be together. And that's why the Nusach of the Bracha under the Chuppah begins with prohibition. Asher osar lanu es ha'arusas. And now, through chuppah, v'hitir lanu es ha'nesuas. We're not very familiar with this because today we do the erusin and the nesuin in one shot. Under the chuppah, we do both the erusin and then the nesuin. But technically, it begins with an additional prohibition before chosn and kala are a happily married couple, as we know it. Why is this so? Well, perhaps now that we know the secret that a chosn is doimel lemelech, it's clear. When the Torah tells us to appoint a melech in Klal Yisrael. The thrust of the Torah is what the melech is not allowed to do. The melech, lo yarbe lo noshim, lo yarbe lo susim, the chesed is of lo yarbe loch. And the melech has to have a sefer Torah to be read to sefer Torah, as you just mentioned, so that you do not be, he does not become arrogant. The thrust of the Torah is the melech has to know his limitations. He has to begin his malchus with a clear understanding of what he may not do, and then as these prohibitions, these limitations settle, he can then lead the nation of Klal Yisrael properly. The Chassan and Kala in Halacha go through a stage of prohibition. An additional stage of Chumbikos, a Chassan is Doime Lemelech. A Kala is Doime Lemalka. And Malchus demands that in the first initial stage, they are aware of limitations, aware of prohibition. To properly set the framework, the foundation, the Yirah Shamayim that is necessary before they can proceed and build what is required of them, what their ultimate plans are. The next bracha of the Sheva bracha, still is a very, very straightforward. The first bracha of the Sheva bracha says, Shakoil Bara Lichvoidai. There is no individual in Klal Yisrael that is deserving of Kavoid and the Melech. Malchus demands kavod. Soon is going to be the Rosh Hashanah, and what do we say in Rosh Hashanah? The Yidnu Lecha Keser Melucha. Malchus carries with it the crown. As you mentioned, there's royalty without a crown, and there's royalty with a crown. Malchus is the Keser. Even if we want to, we understand that we give kavod to Talmidei Chachamim, but Chazal tell us, the cover that we give to Talmidei Chachamim is a derivative of the cover that we give to the Melech. Man Malkei, Chazal tell us, Rabbana. The second brach is Yoitzer Ha'adam. The one individual who stands head and shoulders above everyone else in Klal Yisrael is the Melech. And he's not just an Adam, he is the Ha'adam. The third bracha is Asher Yoitzer Es Adam B'Tzalmoi. The theme that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created men in the Tzelem Elohim. The Tzelem Dimus Tav Nisai. Why did Chazal institute that we recite a bracha to express that man is created in the image of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Perhaps the answer is because Chazal say exactly the same thing in regard to Malchus. The reason we have Malchus in this world is to, in order for us to relate to the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Chazal's words are, Malchuso de'ara is ke'ein Malchuso de'rokia. All of the halachas that are associated with Malchus in this world is nothing more than a tool in order to appreciate the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The next bracha is the bracha of Sois tosis visagel hoakara bikibutz boneho lisoicha bisimcha. Why at the time of Simchas Chos and the Kala do we focus on kibutz golios Eretz Yisrael? What does Eretz Yisrael have to do with Chos and Kala? We know. Tishkach yiminim loy eshkachech Yerushalayim. We know there's such a concept that we're not allowed to forget about Yerushalayim. Tal al rosh simchasi v'chumen Yerushalayim. But a bracha, is this part of the nusach of the chasen and kala? And the answer is absolutely yes. Once we understand that a chasen is doimel lemelech, the malchus is a mitzvah hatiluya ba'oretz. Chazal tell us that the first requirement Klal Yisrael has when they come into Eretz Yisrael is Soim Tosim Olecha Melech. If the majority of Klal Yisrael is not living in Eretz Yisrael, there is no mitzvah of Malchus. There's no requirement that we have a Melech. Thus, if Chosan is Doimel Melech, we are expressing, we are reliving the theme of Malchus, it is appropriate that we should make a bracha being mispalel to Hashem that there should be kibbutz golios so that we can fulfill the true malchus of soim tosim olecha melech. The next bracha, tsameach tismach reim ahuvim ki sameicha yitzricha began eden mikedem. What is this all about? Like Adam and Chavim, Gan Eden, Mikedem. Well, we know in this parsha, we learned that the Melech has restrictions. And the Torah makes it very clear why we give the Melech certain restrictions. And one of those restrictions is not to have too many horses. Why? In order not to take Klal Yisrael back to Egypt. He should not have too many horses. He will be misled. V'lo yoshiv es ha'om mitzrayma l'man harbois hasus. We were once in Gan Eden, but because of our chatoim, Adam and Chava, they were driven out of Gan Eden. A melech is required to make sure, not just to live in Eretz Yisrael, to make sure you stay in Eretz Yisrael, not to leave. And thus, we focus, now that we have a du'ugma, chos and kala of malchus, we are mispalo that the malchus should be true to what the Torah requires of us, and the malchus remain where it's supposed to be, in Eretz Yisrael, not to make the mistake of Adam and Chava and be driven out of the makom where they were meant to be. And the last bracha describes all the beautiful delicacies of life. And they are sasan, v'simcha, chasan, v'chala, gila, v'rina, ditza, v'cheva, ava, v'achva, v'shalom, v'reus. What is this all about? It's telling you the secret of life. Arichas yomim. At the end of the parasha of Malchus, it says, all of this, if the melech will do what he's supposed to do, you will merit l'man ya'arich yomim. He will live a long life.